Welcome home. I don't know if Shane's on, but I have to get that out there because if I don't, then Shane yells at me.
He doesn't yell at
you.
He
sends me messages. He's like, listen here, fat boy. You're screwing up. That's what he said.
That is not even true.
And then he said, Team Scott. So we're all good.
Me, that is Randy. Not even true.
Me, him, and Randy, Team Scott, ring of jerseys.
Okay, whatever.
Sorry about the echo. The sound went messed up.
It's Scott's fault. So, hi. Happy Monday, everybody. I know people are saying like, ouch, ouch, ouch.
I'm sorry. If Michelle would turn the volume down.
It was not me. We're going to have words. We're going to have words.
We're going to have lots of words for an hour.
Later. So,
did you miss us last week? Oh, no. Sorry.
No,
go ahead and finish. They're talking about your spirit jersey. Judy said she loves your spirit jersey.
Oh, and you know what? This is a hoodie from Shop Disney. And it says, amok, amok, amok. If you can see.
In the back of it's got a picture.
In the back of sisters. It has the Sanderson sisters on it.
She kind of likes Hocus Pocus.
A little bit.
If y'all never heard that, she. That's
how she I do.
Thank you, Adam. This is my new Snuggly Duckling jersey.
Yeah. Oh, are you wearing that because you want to talk about it, or are you just wearing it to wear
it? I hadn't worn it yet.
I know, but was there a purpose for doing this?
I had this jersey made.
Wait, before we get into all that.
Share.
If you could share this video, we would very much appreciate it.
We would.
So anyway, do you want to do your little spiel and then we'll talk? Or do we have to do it?
We can do it. Why not?
Do you know what number it is?
I believe it's 97.
Is it 97?
I hope so. Hello, welcome to TMSN Weekly Live Show number 97, I hope, for for October 12th. I'm Scott.
I'm Michelle.
We got a great show for you all.
Well, maybe.
We're going to say it's great. We'll see what happens.
Can you guys see us okay? Because yours looks very pixelated.
It does. I wonder why it's pixelating.
That's so weird.
It could just be our signal in the house.
Maybe. Plus, we have this glowing bright light on us today. So, like, Lord.
I feel like we're on TV.
I feel like somebody's taking my picture constantly with a flash.
I have it programmed that way.
No.
Little people watching all the time.
My goodness. Okay. So, anyway, about your jersey.
No, this was just, I had always wanted to have my own jerseys made, and I get a lot of them from geekyjersey.com, which is where I buy a lot of my jerseys, but this one was one that I decided because I always wanted a Snuggly Duckling one. So I had this one made, and it's got the Snuggly Duckling emblem on it, and on the back it says Ruffians and number 10.
And people are saying we are pixelated. Ooh. Can't see us.
Now it's clear on my screen. So it just went clear.
Okay, just give it a second.
Yeah,
you
it's
guys.
Clearing up. I don't know what it is.
Did we have weather in the area?
There was storms when I was out there. There's some bad weather, windy stuff.
Okay, so let's give it a second and see.
Looks like it's clearer now.
Looks like it's clearer now. It looks clearer on our end.
It might take a second for them to see it.
Yeah. And very bright. See, I told you the light was too bright. Anyway, I need like sunglasses. It's so bright. I'm not going to be able to see the
Look at the monitor. Don't look at the light.
I can't help it. Okay, so, all right, they're saying it's good.
Okay, good.
Anyway. Jerseys.
So basically it's my Tangled jersey. The name on the back says Ruffians, number 10 for the year it came out. I have a Pascal on this shoulder and a frying pan on this shoulder. And it was just something I had made up just because I wanted it.
Okay.
I have some other ideas though for some other ones I might have made.
He does. He's been working on like having some like for our clothing line to have some stuff for men too. So
Or women.
Yeah,
they could wear the jerseys.
Yeah, they totally could.
I want to do them in patch, but patchwork is a very expensive process.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're learning as we go as far as, like, what we can do. So, anyway. All right. I can't even read the comments. It's so bright. Okay. So, let's start talking about stuff.
What kind of stuff do we got to talk about?
And you better behave today. No going off on tangents.
I'm going off on a tangent. Where should we start?
No. All right, so let's talk about, we went to Magic Kingdom on
Saturday,
and we are pixelated again.
I can't help it.
Why is it doing that?
I have no idea. We're plugged into the modem, so I don't know.
I don't know. I'm so over this weekend. It's only Monday. Okay, so we went to Magic Kingdom, and the reason that we went over on
Saturday
was because I wanted to finally see the castle lit up at night. Now, I know that doesn't seem like a huge deal, but it really is a huge deal, like, for somebody like me who missed being at the parks at night. I don't know what you guys think. Do you like going to the parks at night, or do you would rather be there early in the day?
All I know is when she got there and it started to get a little dark and they lit up the pumpkins, there was a squeal.
A little bit.
You're going to deny it, but you realize I can't.
No. So, we got to see. So the reason why was because, they were open till what? Eight.
Okay.
They were open till 8 o'clock. And, we decided to go over in the middle of the afternoon. It was still pretty hot. I mean, it's not cool here in Florida at all yet. We're supposed to get a cool down later this week, I believe.
Yeah, I think they said like the mid-80s.
Yeah.
You want to call that a cool down. It depends where you are.
Like, we prefer, like, because when we used to, before we lived here, we used to go to the parks like all day. And then when you live 10 minutes from property, you may view it a little different because, like, if it's hot in the daytime, you know, you can wait and go in the afternoon. Right. And spend your evenings. We used to do that when the parks were open late.
Yes.
We would go late afternoon and then be there through the evening. It's, you know, it's not so hot. The parks are beautiful at night, you know, lit up, which I really love.
We did that a lot where we closed the park like that. The park would close at like 11 or midnight. Mm-hmm. We would stay like an hour past that just to get pictures and such. When we first moved here, we would spend a lot of the time.
Yeah, that's true. See, but the reason I wanted to see the castle at night because it had been so long. Now, so starting, you know, it's October. It's starting to get dark a little bit earlier. So, like, we kind of took the opportunity to take advantage of that because the park opened till 8. It was getting dark. We looked at the weather app to find out what time sunset was on Saturday, and it was like 7:01, and the park was open till 8. So I'm like, this is gonna work out perfect.
She was excited. It did rain a little bit, like
right, I didn't even care.
Like 6:45, it started raining, but it wasn't a downpour, so it didn't ruin the time.
Yeah, I didn't care. I was excited. So we're walking around the back of the park. I think we went to Cosmic Rays to eat, and then we were walking back up, and I completely, don't ask me how, I completely forgot about the pumpkins lighting up at night because, like, and I'd seen them during the day.
Right.
It was like, you know, pumpkins, whatever.
I think she forgot they lighted them up.
I kind of did because this year has been so different, not going to the parks in the evening, you know, no Halloween party, everything is different right now. So when we were walking towards the hub area, I saw the pumpkins lit up, and he's right, I did squeal a little bit because it was just to see them flickering, like it felt like the old days, if that makes sense. It felt a little bit more normal.
It was kind of crowded, actually, considering what we've gotten used to with the lower capacities. It did seem a little crowded, not to where you couldn't walk without bumping into somebody crowded.
Like no, but you know what? Almost felt like a normal Saturday or a normal weekday of what it usually is.
Yeah, I would say a normal weekday. It wasn't that packed normal Saturday in the summer where there's 2 gazillion people in there and they're bumping each other and hitting people's strollers and carts and all that stuff. It wasn't like that.
But it was more crowded.
It was.
The wait times for attractions was way higher. It's been a long time since they reopened in July, that we've gone to a park and we always go on rides because the wait times are so low. And I will tell you, we were at the park 3-4 hours and we didn't go on a single ride.
No, the Haunted Mansion ride was wrapped all the way around through
the
things
line, yeah.
And then went past the Diamond Horseshoe. Actually, it was that far down, so you can envision that. But it's because of the 6-foot distancing. It's not because the line was just that long. It's you had 6 feet in there, and you take the line's probably a third of what it really looks like.
Yeah, but it said 40 minutes on the sign. And, like, I want to say that give me another ride that had
Peter Pan said 30, which I was shocked.
Yeah, but everything else was long. I mean, it was like 70.
Was 75. Splash was like, I think, 90 at one point. We saw that over there. Space was in the between 75 to 90 when I was looking at it. Mine train was wrapped all the way around by Ariel's entrance.
Yes.
So
they had the line going all the way around to Ariel's ride. So it went all the way down around the mine train into, like, it was like it was like heading towards Gaston's Tavern.
It was
way around because they had, you know, they'll have a cast member there with a sign saying, you know, end of line for whatever. And the boys were with us and they were like, what's that line for? They thought maybe it was a character meet or something. No, it was the whole way around the building or the area there.
And Small World, I know somebody just said, it looks like it's a refurb going on right now. I don't know if they're painting it or what they're doing it. But
didn't you say you heard they're painting
it? I heard they're painting. I don't know if that's true, but there's full walls in front of it, so you can't see any of it from the walkway area.
Yeah, well, I was surprised to see that too, because we hadn't been to Magic Kingdom in a couple of weeks, and Small World was like completely covered. Mm-hmm. But the even at one point, like the teacup line was like 20 minutes, which is usually, you know, it's pretty walk on there.
The teller is the carousel a lot of times. If you look on your time, you see carousels at like 25 minutes. Oh, wow, there's a lot of people here. For that to be that long, it means there's a lot of people in the park.
So, I mean, I can't speculate because they're not saying it, but I could speculate a little bit.
You're going to speculate?
Well, I don't know if we call it speculation. Maybe just pointing out the obvious. Maybe. It seems as though they have higher capacity for how many people they let in.
I believe they have. I still don't know what they're at percentage-wise. I know that there is no way these parks could operate with social distancing at 100%. It would be impossible.
No. But the parks have been busier. Yeah. Like on Saturday, Universal hit capacity early in the day. Mm-hmm. Now, they don't have the reservation system, but, you know, they have a certain the number of people they allotted, and then when they hit their max, they close. You know, that's it.
Well, that's what I was thinking about when she said, because we realized they hit capacity before we left to go to Magic Kingdom, and I said, I wonder what happened now though if Magic Kingdom hit capacity, because if you have a reservation, you're supposedly guaranteed to get in, but if you go up and buy a ticket same day, you can walk right into the park. And it's like, how many of those people can get in before they would find out, oh, sorry, reservations, you can't get in.
That's a good question.
I mean, I'm just curious if that would happen and how they would handle that, because I'd be mad if I had my reservation and if I didn't plan on going to the evening, but then they didn't let me in, because unless they just let all reservations in that day, and then, I don't really know.
I don't know. We went to Epcot to meet some people for like a quick, like, lunch meeting type of thing, and we met them in Sunshine Seasons, which you had no problem getting a place to sit, you know, to get your food. Yeah, Thursday maybe. And I love Soarin'. So you used to be able to walk right onto Soarin' since all this opened. I mean, literally walk right on, which is so cool. And when we were over at Epcot on Thursday, I want to say it was 40 minutes.
I think that's what I saw, 40 or 45.
40 or 45 minutes at Epcot to go on to Soarin' on Thursday. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't even the weekend yet, and the park was packed. So I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. And Teresa asked, can you walk in? You can, from what we've heard, that people have been seen going up, buying a ticket, and walking into the park that same day. So I'm just curious as to what the limit is on that, like when they say, or maybe they won't sell you a ticket. Oh, we pick capacity. I'm sorry, we can't let any more walk-ups in today.
That could totally be.
And that would be a real bummer though, because especially if you park and you get all the way up to the ticket
booth. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. See, here's the problem. I'm going to talk about our meetup weekend in a little bit. But when we decided to go forward with the meetup, and you know, there's no fast pass system right now, so. And I was like, that's not a big deal because everything's walk on, you know, like I'll just make a type of schedule and we'll go here, and then we'll just stand in line together because it's quick.
We can.
Well, when I was at Epcot last week and saw the crowds and the line for Soarin', I felt a little bit like that knee-jerk reaction type of thing, like, did I make a huge mistake as far as the meetup? Because my original thought is, oh, we'll just, you know, we can meet at Soarin' and we'll all go through the line together. But I don't know if people are going to want to stand in line 40 minutes. I mean, and that's another thing. I haven't done a schedule for the meetup as of yet, because I'm not sure what to do.
I do know they changed the hours. The park. Originally, the park was going to be open only 11 to 7. I believe now it's open 11 to 9.
Yeah. They did add to the park hours. Yep. So,
I might check that just to make sure I'm not lying.
All right. Are you lying?
I don't know. I don't think I am. But.
Okay. So, that was the original thing. But I know that they did up the like, went like hour up.
And there is tickets still available for Epcot if you don't have a reservation and you're
in. Yeah, the 24th is where the meetup is. So I haven't done a schedule yet because, like, okay, I'm gonna segue into the next topic, and Scott's gonna behave. He didn't look at my schedule.
I never did.
But I really need you to behave this time. All right, please don't get all lippy. All right.
Yep, 9.
So
get my lip ready.
I'm about to segue into a controversial topic. If you're right.
Oh, and then she doesn't want me to get lippy. I like.
That's why I told you not to do it first.
I didn't promise anything.
So okay. So, I'm nervous about doing the schedule for the meetup because of keyboard warriors and people fighting about silly things. No, silly things. Because, all right, I'm going to read you exactly what it said. So we were at Magic Kingdom, and I'm sure you saw new signage is up at the parks, and it's very direct. It says the following: guests not properly wearing an approved mask will be asked to leave.
Wait. So Disney, on their private property, is telling you have to wear a mask or they can ask you to leave?
They are.
You know what else they tell you to wear? A shirt and shoes. But nobody can come through a controversy about that.
Right. But
they don't say anything about pants. So I'm not going to push that one.
Okay, so we got home from the park. Here's the story. So I took a picture of the sign. I'm like, oh, that's different. And that's really to the point because usually Disney, like, sugarcoats, you know, all this. So I saw this sign and I was like, well, that's very direct and that's very different. And I posted the picture before I went to bed. Now, when I went to bed, there was a little bit of, you know, impolite things being said, but it wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
Oh God. So I woke up in the morning, and you ever wake up in the morning and your eyes pop open and there's a feeling of dread and worry immediately when you open your eyes?
On vacation at Disney.
Like I opened my eyes and I was like, that post. Oh my gosh.
Usually she takes her phone to bed when those nights happen.
And I didn't because I was tired. I went to Magic Kingdom. You know, I was tired. So I get up in the morning and I, you know, get up, brush my teeth, put my slippers on, go scurrying over to get my phone, and holy mother of God, over 500 comments and name calling and nasty memes sending to each other and links to other articles and the fighting. And you know, people, we've been doing this for 10 years. And one rule that I have always had, I don't care if it's the public page, I don't care if it's the Facebook group. If you want to fight with people and call names and be nasty, then please go to another page because I don't allow that.
There's even pages that allow that?
There are.
I'm going to go join those.
Yeah, you go join us. So easy peasy, like Main Street Mouse does not take kindly to that kind of garbage, and then be gone, whatever. So I put a couple of you know,
reminders.
Nicely. I put something out with like my admins. They were like, oh yeah, we already deleted some posts. Liz, who I call her my great deleter, was just, I'm ready to boot people permanently. I mean, it's not even me. I mean, and then Liz put out a warning. It just was at the Main Street Mouse. You know, we had to block some people, you guys. And I really try to not do that because I don't want to stifle somebody in their opinion. However, there's a way to debate things without calling people names.
Yep.
The post is still on our main wall. You're free to go read it after the show, of course.
Or during, but don't.
I mean, you know, if you want to. But a lot of the, you're going to see some nasty comments on there, but the worst of the worst got deleted.
And there could be more. We haven't checked.
There could be more. So, you know, I guess my whole point is.
Thank you, Randy. Randy wants to start a Team Scott group 8. I'll be snarky, you know.
So here's the thing. This year has been a dumpster fire in general.
It's a nice way to say it.
There's a lot of things that have happened this year that have been extremely upsetting. Emotions run high. People are having a bad year. I got you. I 100% agree that it's been hard. But, you know, all that fighting and name calling that people did on this post about having Disney enforcing the mask rule, calling each other names is not going to change the whole end result. Does that make sense, what I'm trying to say? You know what I mean?
I do. This rule has been in effect since day one. Disney had to put something out to cover their, when I was in tech support, the biggest thing was CYA, cover your, you know. Disney needed to do that. Legally, they had to cover their butts. And putting up these signs was a way to do that. Nobody should be allowed to walk around the park and pull their mask down, put it on their forehead, put it backwards, all the possible ways they can do it. It is private property. And that's where people think it's public property. It's
they can't do that.
They open like, to the public and they charge you to go to their parks, but it is their property. You can't go in there and just build a building in the middle of their property because they own it. You have to abide by their rules. Disney has always had rules. People always complained about some of the rules, thinking, why do I gotta do this? Why do I? Well, because they own it. You can't go to McDonald's and do it because McDonald's will throw you out. You can't go to a hospital and do it because it's a hospital. You can't do certain things, and it's just common sense. If there is one person in the world who says, I love getting up every day and putting on my hot mask and go walk around 95 degree heat, I will shake your hand because I don't think anybody loves to wear these masks. Nobody loves to wear them.
No.
They're not a fashion statement. No. Unless they're from Lost Princess Peril. They're not fashionable. They're not fashionable. They're uncomfortable. They don't breathe. They fog up your sunglasses. It's a mess. Hers are covered with makeup on the inside. It's just, nobody likes it. But we have to do what we have to do in order to enjoy the gift of Disney. You're not entitled to Disney. Disney is there if you want to go visit. It's a privilege that people pay to go do it. And people do their vacation and people do all this. And we're fortunate enough that we made it a business for us. And that's how it works for us. But even we have rules that we have to abide by with Disney. I mean, people think, oh, you guys do all this for Disney, you talk about them, but we do have our rules that we have to follow just like every blogger does. And it's just, I wish people would just realize that Disney at the root of everything is a business.
Yeah.
I don't care how happy you are to see the mouse. I don't care how happy you are about this ride. I don't care about any of that. If the business is not supported legally and financially, it will not be around for them. So they have to do things to cover their butts. I don't blame them at all.
No.
They have shareholders, they have a board that they have to answer to. And if things take an even worse dump than they have, things are going to have to change yet again. I mean, it's horrible.
And you want to know the really stupid part? I just don't even care. I'm fired. The dumb part of the whole thing is they put out this sign that is very direct. Wear an approved mask or we can tell you to go. Sure. I mean, it's abrupt to the point. But here's why. In my opinion, why they put out a sign that was that direct and in your face since they opened Disney Springs, since they opened parks, the signage is there. It's in the description of all the safety rules. The mask rule has been there since they reopened.
Even the handheld signs.
There's cast members holding signs to remind you. But in our society, people don't flip and read. Sure. So it's in there with the mask. It's in there with the social distancing rules. It's in there with the sanitization rules. But people don't read.
Or they read the beginning.
And they skip that part. Yeah. So Disney, knowing, I've been doing a blog for 10 years. I know good and well people do not read. I can post something on, let's say I post something and it says, Mickey Mouse has red shorts. Click here. 9 times out of 10, someone will send me a message. What color shorts does Mickey have? Because they're not reading.
Put that up there. Adam is one of our friends. Our friend, and he's a cast member.
Adam is the sweetest person
I
know.
He really is. And I'm sure he's probably gotten yelled at by people because people just don't realize.
He's in New York right now.
Oh, is he? Well, yes. Good for you. I'm taking you off then. Sorry.
No,
but what I want to do by that is just say that these cast members are listening to what their boss told them, who was told by their boss above them.
Yep.
And they're just doing at your job. Just like you're doing at your job. You have to listen to what your boss says, or guess what? You won't have a job. So don't take out your frustrations on them. It's not their fault. If you have a real beef, go to guest services, talk to someone. Don't scream at them. Go talk to somebody at guest services.
But it's still not going to make a difference.
They're not going to change the rules. It's like Jackie said, Disney is not essential, although for you it is. It's essential for her life. But for some people, it's not essential. You have to follow the rules. I would love to go to a Detroit Lions game, run out on the field, smack every one of those guys in the helmet, tell them they all suck, and play the game.
I told you to behave.
Sorry, but it's just, I can't. I'll get arrested. But it's just, it's a rule that you follow on their property, just like Disney. It's a rule to follow on their property. They tell you, you have to wear a mask if you're going to come here. Great. You have to wear shoes. Great. You have to wear a shirt. Great. Those are their rules.
Yeah.
And there's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And I hate to say it. I know there's people who say they have medical conditions. They can't wear the mask. They can't do this. Then unfortunately, maybe you need to talk to somebody in Disney and find out what you can do to maybe work. Maybe they have a workaround for you. Maybe they have a way for you to be able to do things. But then, if
in the wrestling brawl that my comment section turned into, I swear I was horrified. People were like, Disney can't make me do this. Hi, Dennis. They can't make me do this. They can't make me wear a mask. What if I have a doctor's note? Then they have to let me do this. No, they don't. No, They don't.
Thank you for coming, but you don't have
you
to.
You can't. And here's the thing. It's not about, at this point, it's not about people's rights or what they want to do. Disney is a, like you said, they own their property. So they are looking at what is best for everybody involved, the cast members, and, you know, and we don't have to agree. There's a lot of people that don't. But if we want to go to our happy place, then we have to follow protocol. I mean, that's all there is to it. I mean, because of this, I don't care. I mean, I know that somebody could probably watch this and make fun of me or people don't like me, but I don't care because it's like the meetup. I'm scared that even though we're going to wear face masks and we are doing things, don't give me the smirk, that we're doing things safely through Disney, I know that some keyboard commando is going to be like, I can't believe that you guys had a meetup.
Bring
here.
It.
You know, if we're wearing a face mask and I am not twisting anybody's arm to come to our meetup. I asked my followers, it's our 10-year anniversary, but everything is garbage this year. Should we still do the meetup? Do you know how many people said, yes, do the meetup? And we're not going to have as big of a crowd as usual. So next year, we're going to have to do like meetup.
10.5.
Yeah, 10-year anniversary, the sequel. And then the same thing with our LOL show at House of Blues on the 25th. Now, we're doing the safety protocol that House of Blues has in place. Our guests can take off their masks, you know, there's tables going to be, you know, separated, whatever. But people also need to understand right now in the state of Florida, your gathering groups are allowed much
it's unlimited.
Bigger.
There is no limit anymore.
You can't get together with people. Yep. It's up to the individual business and how they do their safety protocol. Yep. But there's businesses here that you don't have to have any of that stuff. They were allowed to open restaurants at full capacity. Not saying that every restaurant has done that. No, but like a lot have not done that, especially in Central Florida. But they have the option if they choose. So, I mean, it's really hard right now because, you know, I feel like even that people can't win regardless of what they do. Right. You take this side, you're wrong. You take that side, you're wrong. You know, it's like, I am glad that I'm not in a position like these big businesses are because I feel as though, you know, you just can't win.
No,
and I think people are just so nasty. And I was very disappointed in what I was reading.
And the one thing I want to say on it, though, is a lot of people say, well, they can't do that. That's against my rights. That they can't. Here's your right. You don't have to pay to go to Disney. That is your right. You could take their money and go to Universal. You could take the money and go to SeaWorld. You could take
But you're
going to have to wear a mask to those places also. So you have the right to not go, just like they have the right to enforce their rules and their guidelines to protect their employees and their guests. And that is exactly what they have to do until all this goes away, or we have a vaccine, or they figure out what causes, or we reboot, whatever it is.
It's exhausting.
But just if you want to go to Disney and you have to wear a mask, then you have to wear a mask. I mean, it's, I don't like wearing them whatsoever. If any guy out there who has any facial hair knows,
he's always doing this.
They drive me nuts. All over, because it just drives me nuts, because you sweat under that and then the sweaty, just, it's uncomfortable.
It really is. And, you know, I had a point and I lost it. It was a good point too. I don't remember now, but, oh, I know what it was. Okay. So we live in Central Florida. A lot of people are, you know, coming here, especially now that a lot of the states have opened like their travel restrictions. Mm-hmm. So it's gotten a lot busier here in Florida, but people are coming on vacation again. And, you know, things are kind of looking normal again in Central Florida. If you look at these poor people out in Anaheim who want to go back to work and they can't. You know, it's like you have to count your blessings as to what, instead of like what you're fussing about that you don't necessarily like, look at what other people are facing. You know, if that makes sense, that makes sense.
Yeah, the what's going on in Anaheim is absolutely devastating for these people.
Yeah.
I understand their governor wants to do everything for the health reasons. And Disney has opened or is scheduled to open all their parks worldwide except Disneyland and California Adventure. And they really, Disney is what a lot of cities, a lot of businesses use as their, we're going to do it the way Disney does it. Mm-hmm. They know how to get traffic through. They know how to get crowds through. They know how to do all that stuff. And Josh DeMauro, a few weeks ago, he basically put out a plea. He goes, let us open and let us show you we know how to take care of this. Let us do what we got to do to get our people, because there's all these cast members who haven't gotten paid and they need to get
they
paid.
Need their jobs. They need their jobs.
But aside from just Disneyland and California Adventure and their hotels and stuff, all the hotels that are around there, 32, 33 Good Neighbor hotels are all in business. All these restaurants around
stores.
There, all these people that they rely so heavily on the tourism that's coming to Disneyland, and now none of that's happening. And it's really sad. One, the hotel we stayed at the last time we were out there, the Grand Legacy, they just sent out an email the other day that they were getting ready to reopen. And I'm like, I didn't know if I should take that as good, the reopening, maybe other stuff's getting ready to reopen, or is it scary that you're reopening and you may not get business, and you may, I mean, how many of these mom and pop shops are going to end up closing because they just financially can't make it? And I wish that something could happen for the Disneyland. And we lost a lot of cast members here, unfortunately, with this last set of layoffs.
Yeah.
A lot of long-term Disney employees.
It was just shocking to see people that you would never think would be, you know, let go from their position. And it just, it was very surreal to see. It's like, how can this be happening? Mm-hmm. And, you know, these are people's lives, you know. I know that everybody has an opinion about things, and I know that we all need to be careful and safe. Like I've told you before, you know, my younger son has severe asthma. I guard him. If I could put him in a bubble, I would. But in the same term, you know, like when we go out, we take care of ourselves. He has, you know, he has his sanitizer in his pocket. You know, he wears a face mask. I bring extra, you know. If people would just take care of themselves and do your part, maybe people would feel a little bit better about opening things up again. And I just know a lot of people that have been affected. Now, Paula is my nurse friend about the healthcare workers and 12-hour shifts.
And they've worn masks their entire career because they just do, because of the germs and stuff in hospitals and such, and they're used to doing it. And here we are complaining that we have to do it to go to a theme park or go to the grocery store or whatever.
And Paula, that's a really good point, because, you know, like I said, Paula's a nurse, you know, healthcare workers that have to wear masks for 12-hour shifts and they're dealing with people that are sick or, you know, all these things, you know, God, count your blessings. Just count your blessings. You know, I just hope that things get better. And I hope that people could maybe use a little bit more compassion.
Yeah.
And I really hope that nastiness in our comment section, I mean, I have to put out what I see. And when I have news or whatever, I am just the messenger. I don't make the signs.
What?
I know. It was my rule. I'm like, you people don't read. Here's a sign. No, I didn't. But sometimes they have to be blunt because people don't pay attention.
Did you see what Heather said? Governor Newsom from California announced today he is sending a team to Florida to review all their theme park reopening protocols. Yep. Good. Because maybe by doing that, because again, it comes down to money. How much money is the state losing because they're not opening things up? And I think that they need to realize there's a way to do things safely.
Yeah.
And what they're doing at Downtown Disney, we've heard it's kind of a hot mess down there right now.
Chaos.
Because people just want some Disney, but there's not a lot of room down there.
And they opened a pop-up shop down there for Halloween because they were so crowded in Downtown Disney. Now, you have to remember, people out in Anaheim are just itching for some Disney. And the only thing that they have right now is Downtown Disney. So it's very crowded to get into the stores. So what they did was they opened like a bigger location, like pop-up stuff for Halloween. And that is so that they can keep, you know, Disney is doing that so they can stay at least that part open and not get shut down and then still accommodate, you know, guests that come and shop. So I don't know. I don't know. My heart hurts for a lot of people right now. And it made me really sad to read those comments. I think that we have forgotten as a society that none of us are entitled to these things that other people consider a privilege. Some of us get to do things or go places that other people just dream about going to. And I think that somewhere along the way, you know, people have sort of forgotten kindness. They've forgotten how you can discuss things with people without calling names.
Well, I think technology. Yeah, I think technology is a lot of the reason we've lost that, because now our communication is this on your phone or on this on your keyboard or on social media, and everybody, of course, assumes tone. Oh, they're yelling at me, so I'm gonna yell at them right back. And yeah, because two wrongs make a right, so keep doing that.
There was like, you know, but it was petty. It was petty. So I don't remember these people's names, but I was sitting on the couch reading, and I went like that. And he's like, "What?" And we're talking like just silly. So these two men, and they're fighting back and forth. And one of them says, "Well, I guess you forgot to take your memory pills today." And the guy underneath him says, "Well, I guess you forgot to take your diet pills." Like,
it was kind of like if you've ever seen Pee-wee's Big Adventure. I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but
okay,
what am I?
You're six. That's what you are. You're 6 years old. Actually, no, you're six, because that's given. No, there's 6-year-olds who are smarter than that.
It's like, really?
You're a petty individual, if that's what it comes down to, being like that. And I just don't understand that.
I mean, I did laugh momentarily because it was just so juvenile. But it's like, and then there was other people. So I have the Main Street Mouse settings on Facebook as the highest setting you can have, to where there's certain four-letter words, if somebody drops them, they automatically get hidden. So it doesn't delete it, it hides it. So I had so many comments of hide.
Yeah, because as an administrator, you can go back through and you just see it all hidden.
Like, and that means those people were dropping F-bombs. They were, you know, dropping other words, you know, and I'm just like, seriously?
And you know what? Paula and Chuck both just made good points. Maybe as adults, sometimes we need to look at the way children handle things.
Yeah.
Because they honestly, kids are taught what they see adults doing. And the kids who aren't acting that way are seeing that they can be friends with everybody, that they can goof around, that they can have fun, and they don't have to rip somebody to shreds. Everybody, when you were in school, probably had the bully in the class. And everybody was afraid to say the wrong thing in front of that person. But the majority of kids were not that bully. The majority of the kids were, "Hey, you're my friend. Let's just go play." And I think somewhere along the line, we've lost that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's because we got older, responsibility, everything else came at us. It was, we just forgot how to just be civil. And I told Michelle that I'm tired of people not being civil. I'm choosing humanity over just yelling at people. Because I just don't have it in me anymore. I'm just so tired.
That's why I have to keep running. I do our social media because his blood pressure can't take it.
And I would ban everybody.
And you know, here's the thing. One more. I mean, I know we usually talk about silly things, but I think this is a valid point because of what's going on in the world and because of the parks and whatever else. You know, we all make mistakes. we all have regrets. We all have behaved in certain ways that we're not proud of, and we wish that life had a rewind button and we could fix those moments. But sadly, you know, a lot of everything in your life you can't change, you know, but what you can do is try to do better forward. So this garbage year could have taken people in two different directions. Either, you know, you could value things more and people more and want to strive to do better than you used to, because if this year has shown us anything, is that everything can change in the blink of an eye. And things that we would crabbing about, and that's what I told him. As soon as I shut down everything, I think it was a week went by, and I was crying. And shocker. And he's like, "Why are you crying?" And I said, "I feel so selfish and guilty." And he was like, "Why do you feel selfish and guilty?" And I said, "Because stuff I was fussing and crying about a week ago, I would give anything to have those problems back."
Yeah, she stresses over the little things, and I tend to try not to stress over the little things. And it's often a conversation we have, like, "Why are you stressing about that? Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. We just move forward and go with it."
Yeah.
But yeah, that really upset her. But it's true that in the blink of an eye, our lives can change. And this year, we've become a nation that, with everything going on, COVID, election, all the drama with all everything going on, we've become a nation that just basically, if you don't like what, or if you don't feel the same way I do, you're an idiot and I don't like you. And that's so wrong. I just can't understand why people are being this way. You know what I want to go back to? September 12, 2001. Because this country, not that, because of 9/11, I don't want that to happen again. I'm not saying that.
But there was a sense of the unity
and the people actually cared about everybody. It didn't matter how old, how young, color of your skin,
background,
nationality, religion, any of that. Nope. Nothing of that mattered. All we cared about was
each other.
Are human beings.
Each other.
And they need each other. And I really so badly, because we're 19 years past that now.
We've gotten so far away from it.
We've gotten so far away from it. And that's what happens, sadly, is that it happens like that. It's just like a kid. You tell a kid they're not cleaning up good enough around the house, they clean up for a few days, and then slowly it goes away. It's just like that. For a few months, we were all unified, and, oh, we're all one, we're all together. And as time went by, we started to get back to the point where I don't like you anymore.
No, and plus, okay, let's go back to the arguing people on that post. You know, if you think insulting somebody and calling them names is going to make them change their mind and think like you, it's not.
It's going
to make that person feel more validated that they feel the way they do because you behave that way and you prove them right that you're this and that kind of a person. And I think that was the point I was trying to make on that post. Like, you guys can call each other names, you can do whatever, but at the end of the day, when you are done yelling at each other, has Disney changed that rule? And, you know, God, you know, sometimes things are the way they are. We can't change it. Why get yourself so upset over something that when you're done causing a ruckus, that's still the same? I just can't. You know, I was not brought up like that. I would like to think that my children were not brought up like that. You know, you teach your, you know, people in your lives that, you know, this is how we treat people. If you wouldn't want someone yelling at you or calling you names or making you feel like horrible, then you don't do that to somebody else. Like, you know, you want to treat people how you want to be treated.
Right.
And I'm not saying that I've always done right by everybody. There's been times I've been a horrible, you know, I feel like I was a horrible daughter, a horrible friend, a horrible wife, even though he says I'm not, a horrible mom. You know, I beat myself up because I'm like, oh my gosh, I could have done better.
But how many of these people don't have that epiphany after?
They don't.
They're like, yeah, I told them. Right. You know, it's like, you're a moron because you didn't tell anybody anything. All you did was prove that your way, you're an idiot. And has anybody screamed at you to the point you said, you know what, you're right.
You're right. Thank you for calling me names.
Never happened in the history of the world. Nobody has ever sat there and argued, and go, you know what, you're right. I'm on your side
you're
now.
Right.
Let's go.
I am a moron. Thank
That's
you.
Not how it works. Not at all.
It's their own word.
You know, I talk to people all the time, and Michelle and I, we get a lot of different sides of the spectrum. We have people who believe this, people who believe that, people who do this, do that. And we don't look at anybody and go, wow, I can't believe you think that. Why don't you? No, it's like you're a human being, and I embrace you, and we're both open to hearing what you believe or hearing what you have to say or
it's
hearing your thoughts.
It's not my place to judge anybody
I'm not your judge. I'm not your jury. I'm none of that.
All I ask is for some kindness. Yeah. And then we do this on Main Street Mouse. It's, you know, people are like, you can't censor me. Well, yeah, I can, because that's my page. And, you know, and I will tell you the truth. Sometimes when we ban somebody, I get worried because I'm afraid that person's going to retaliate and come after me, because that happened a few years ago. And I don't want to tell you what the subject was about, because I don't want to fight. But it was really scary. It was very ugly. I asked this gentleman on our page just a couple of years ago. You know, I asked him to stop swearing and yelling at people. So he didn't want to do that. So I was, you know, deleting his posts. So he tried to do a loophole, and he was posting memes that were swearing at people, which is the same thing, you know? So he's telling people to F off on a meme instead of typing it out. And I'm like, man, that's the same thing. You know, so I gave him like 8 chances.
She gives everybody way too many chances.
I give him so many chances. So finally, I just said, I can't do this anymore. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I got to ban him. So about 15, 20 minutes went by. In my author page, my Michelle Atwood public page, I had a message from this man. Then he found my private page, messaged me there. And he, in just that 20-minute window, he looked me up. He looked up my children. He looked up about my life and was making threats to me about my sons and myself. I was in tears. So I reported the guy to Facebook, and I said, he's threatening me. I, you know, tried to find out where he lived, because I'm like, do I have to worry about him coming to, you know, trying to find me?
I found all of it.
And
within minutes.
You know, but all because I asked him to not be mean on my page. Yep. And I think that, you know, I mean, that's my kids.
Yeah,
my
kids.
You know, you can say whatever you want to me, because I'm a public figure. You know, I do a live show. I have clothing business. I cover media events. I'm on the radio. Fine. You want to come at me like, you know, you want to say horrible things to me, that's fine. But he was talking about my children. And, you know, that scared me, because my kids are the most important thing to me. And I think people forget sometimes that there are humans behind the screen of what we do.
And I told her she had nothing to worry about, because I would destroy anybody that came at them. They're, you can't be a tech like I was for so many years and not know how to ruin somebody.
Yeah. And, you know, like, I don't mess with my kids.
No,
but it was just weird, because it took from a man swearing at people on a Disney page to coming after me for banning him. So I think because of that experience, I get very nervous when I block people or ban them. And you can ask my admins. They will come to me and say, do you want me to block this person? Do you want me to delete? And they ask me, because I think they know that I give people so many chances.
And that's what I've told her before too. I said, it's because you give them chance after chance after chance that they do lose it, because finally they cross the line. And it's like, if I'm very big on, this is the rule. If you break the rule, bye-bye.
I'm just kind of like, please don't do that. Can you just, if you just don't swear at people, or, you know, because I just don't want that. But those are my sons. I don't know. I, you know, people are nuts. They're nuts. But the whole point of the story is, you know, because of things that are going on, I guess my whole thing is that, just, you know, we can't, yelling doesn't change anything. So I know we'd probably beat a dead horse with that subject.
It's not like we have a lot of Disney to talk about.
We didn't. I guess that was the big excitement for the week, was the fact that the people were fighting.
And then I happened when I had a show.
Yeah. You know, but seriously.
On the good things, who's ready for Mandalorian too?
Who's ready for some Baby Yoda?
I've become obsessed with Baby Yoda stuff. How much have I bought?
A lot.
Everything's got him on. I've got it at my desk. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's like he didn't. I was the one who was the Baby Yoda fan. What?
Shane votes for me deleter in chief.
Deleter in chief.
Deleter and blocker in chief.
So yeah, Liz Thompson is the one who's like, delete ban.
It's just funny, because they won't come to me to ask me, because they know where I stand. They go to her and she's like, oh no, they were nice 6 years ago.
Okay, so yeah, Mandalorian will be out in a couple of weeks. Also,
sorry, I had to bring light to the conversation.
Yeah, let's get off the horrible subject.
Flip it a little bit.
So, did you see that Pixar's Soul was supposed to be in theaters November 20th, and now it's going to be released on Disney Plus on Christmas? So, you know, that's
going to be a chargeable.
Oh yeah.
That's why I don't like the way they're doing. I mean, I know they have to right now, but I just don't like it because my fear is that eventually they're going to do all movies this way, and you're going to see every movie theater on earth close.
I love going to the movies. I mean, I know it's expensive. I know we pay $20 for popcorn and a Diet Coke, but there's something about going to the theater. What?
We went to Universal Theater a couple weeks ago. We saw Beetlejuice, which was cool to see 20 years later. Beetlejuice, actually more than 20 years. To see that on the big screen again was really cool. And it was $5 tickets.
It was $5. And even the concessions were cheaper. Yeah. It was like $5 for...
It was a smaller menu on the concessions, too.
Yeah.
For us all to go, boys got popcorn drinks. I got a drink and candy. And I don't even know if you got anything. And it was like total for tickets and everything. It was like $41 for all of us. Yeah, which that's crazy. Just what tickets cost to go usually. So it was really cool to do that. I go back to the theater and see that. But I worry that if they keep releasing these movies on their social streaming, Universal has theirs, now Disney has theirs, Sony will probably, I mean, they're all going to have one.
And, you know, people were fussing because, like, if you don't have a subscription, you have to pay.
Right.
And I want to say, how much did they charge for Mulan? It was like 20 or 30 bucks.
$29.99.
And I think that this one, Soul, is going to be 30 because I saw in another group, people were arguing about having to spend so much money for a movie. And then and there was fighting. It wasn't my group. But, you know, people were like, I'm not spending $30 for a movie. And then somebody else said, well, you spend more than that when you go to the movies.
And, well, the only thing different about it is you're not seeing it on the big screen with the surround sound and all that. So if you don't have that at home, you miss out on that. But if you wait, I think it's 45 days or 60 days, then the movie's just part of the subscription service.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, eventually that goes
eventually
away.
You get to, I mean, we've had Disney Plus since the beginning.
Yes.
So, I mean, I don't really have, you know, an opinion either way as far as, you know, fees and whatever.
If Marvel dropped them, I'd be paying for them.
But yeah, so we have that. But I don't know. Do you guys like going to the movies? Because I really like going to the movies, even though we don't go that often. But it was fun to go see Beetlejuice because, like, parenting fail, I fully admit it. My boys had never seen Beetlejuice. Now, I have seen it a million times, so where we know the words. But I said to the kids, I'm like, you want to go see Beetlejuice? And they were like, okay.
You seen it? I've seen parts. It's like,
oh, I'm like, parts. What? You've only seen parts. So.
They got intrigued because at Universal, because they didn't do Halloween Horror Nights this year, they have the tribute store for Halloween Horror Nights stuff. And one of the last rooms is you walk into like a Beetlejuice theme. So you see, like, they took the model and they made it life-size where you see the digging of the different layers of foam and Beetlejuice's sign. And then you see the snake hanging over the stairway and the Maitland's hanging up. It's just really cool the way they did that. So that kind of got us excited. Oh, we need to go see.
And so, like, the kids, that's what started the discussion, that the kids didn't understand what the things from the movies were.
Right.
And so anyway, that's the whole thing. But yeah, so we got to do that.
And Andrew likes Jack Skellington a lot. And I told him that was Jack Skellington's first
movie. Yeah, when Beetlejuice comes out with his got the
circus
thingy going on.
It's at the top of his head. There's a little tiny Jack Skellington on top of his head right there.
Yeah. And then I was going to, somebody asked about, I know we don't talk rumor, but somebody.
Oh, NBA experience? I saw that with Shane. I haven't heard anything about that. I know the NBA is selling clothing and stuff at the store at the co-op. That was the Walt store, like the Walt clothing store. That's NBA clothing now. Yeah, it was jerseys and stuff in there. So I don't know when they'll open up the rest of it.
But between me and you, all of us.
You're going to say this out loud.
I'm going to.
Cause a fight.
Don't fight with me, please. It's just my opinion. When we put out the news that the NBA experience was coming to Disney Springs, the overall consensus was, like, at least, and I've asked other people that, you know, my comrades in the community, how did your audience, you know, respond to NBA experience? And it was the same. So I really don't feel that. The building is beautiful. The concept is great. Fun. A lot of cool stuff. But I don't think it ever took off like how they were hoping it would.
I wanted the NFL experience.
Now, if it was football.
That would have been fun.
Yeah. You know, even though like we support the Detroit Lions who suck horribly, like it still would have been fun to put on our Lions shirts and go to the NFL experience. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. But yeah, so some people are saying that NBA experience is not coming back. And you know, if that is the case, if they make that announcement, it makes me a little bit sad only because of how much work they put into that building.
And we lost Disney Quest completely.
And we lost Disney Quest. Now they could have taken that building, think about it, and turned it into like a really cool version of Disney Quest. They could have put all kinds of cool games. They could have put like virtual reality things. They could have made like really, really neat stuff.
I would have wanted a retro floor though. Like 80s,
like skee ball and
like
stuff?
Like 80s games or like Frogger and Pac-Man, Space Man. I think that would be kind of cool.
Because Disney Quest did need an overhaul. I mean, it just did. It was kind of dated, but I really think they could have done a really neat overhaul.
They could have done, and I think a lot of it was that NBA was going to come in and they were going to share the budget for redoing it, where Disney didn't have to pay for everything. And I think if it would have been the other way, Disney would have hit. But I can't see like one of the gaming companies when like EA Sports would have came in there, I'm sure, and helped them to turn that into something huge. Because just to be any business wants to be associated with the Disney brand if they can. I mean, look at all the stores at Disney Springs. There's no empty buildings on there.
No.
People want to be associated with Disney.
You know, it's just missed opportunity. But I don't really know. But it wouldn't surprise me. It just would be sad. You know, there's a lot of things. And then I saw a rumor today, something about, I didn't write it up because I didn't have confirmation, but something about Wolfgang Puck Express closing at Disney Springs.
Hope that's not true.
I hope it's not true because I will feel sad. I go there to get the Cobb salad.
And the fries.
He does the fries. My kids like the fries and the chicken tenders.
I like the barbecue chicken pizza.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
So I don't know. There seems like there's so many casualties of this year and things that people are losing. It's just sad. I mean, I don't know for sure, so don't quote me on that. But we'll be watching.
Yeah, we'll be watching. If we get confirmation, we'll definitely put it out.
So we're going to wrap up, but I wanted to talk about the meetup for just a moment.
There's a meetup. What, are you crazy having a meetup in this conditions of this world? What is wrong with you?
I'll wear my face mask. I will sanitize myself. So
we'll bring panditizer for everybody.
So today we got in. Every year for the meetup, we order new buttons. And with this bright light in my face, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to see it, but I'm going to try it. Okay, you ready?
Can I explain the concept of this button?
Oh, I'm trying to get it without a blare. Oh, here we go, sort of.
We can kind of see.
Can you see
it? That's blurry. It's blurry now all of a sudden.
Darn it.
On this side.
All right.
Give us it. The you can't see it, but what it is the overview of the stretching room in the Haunted Mansion. So if you're looking now, you can see the stretching portraits in the corner are on the different sides of the button.
I'm trying, you guys.
And then we
sorry.
Put the Haunted Mansion wallpaper with the TMSM. The reason for this, and the reason I wanted to do this button is if you've been with us at the Magic Kingdom and all of us in the stretching room reciting the spiel is awesome. Last year we had some family in there that wasn't part of our group, and you would think, they're like, how do all these people know this together? It was kind of weird. But the Haunted Mansion has always been something for all the years we've been doing the meetups and stuff. So even though the meetups at Epcot, we wanted to do something that kind of brings
Haunted
Mansion into it.
Because I think a lot of people are Haunted Mansion
right now,
fans.
It's clearer now.
It's
Yeah, you probably really can't see it. So you'll just have to come to the meetup to see it.
I'll post a picture of it. So anyway, October 24th at Epcot. I will put out a schedule because
there is reservations available for Epcot.
If you haven't gotten the 24th yet, please make sure you get your reservation so you can come and join us. And I'm going to try to work out something because this year was garbage and, you know, we didn't get as many people that we wanted to, or people couldn't come. I want to do something for the people at home to where, like, if they show their Main Street Mouse Pride at home and post it, then we can send them a button or somehow include them. So stay tuned. And I want to use hashtag TMSM10 and maybe lead up weekend. If you post things and hashtag it showing your TMSM pride, then you could win a prize. So, but I'll put more about that. And then we got new buttons for LOL, which again, super bright.
John, you owe me money.
So our live on location show is at on the 25th, House of Blues. There are still a few tickets left. And I really want to book those seats because it's going to be a fun time.
You're not going to miss the show. The show's going to be a really good one.
It's going to be a good show. We're going to do extra prizes, which everybody likes prizes. And it's going to be safe because House of Blues is giving us that whole back room. Right, so we're not going to be sitting on top of each other. We have capacity for 80 people.
Which normally would be 140. It was double that. So we cut that in half to make sure we get no problems. So
yeah.
If you are in the area, please come out and check that out. That show's going to be a lot of fun. I'm actually going to join the panel, so I'll be up there with Michelle and John this one.
Yeah.
Sharing. I should put myself on the button.
You should have.
I'm going to draw it on. Stick figure.
I haven't decided where we are doing a meetup. We're meeting at Epcot yet, but stay tuned because I will do that. I will do that in the next day or two.
I'm thinking we'll probably have to do one like in front of the lagoon. Right between the countries there, because we could all get in there really quick.
And I don't want anybody to yell at me. But tickets for the 25th, please come and see us. If you know somebody who lives in our area that would like to come and have a good time with the show, win prizes, we're Halloween themed, wear Halloween
shirts. Yeah, House of Blues has been great with all this. We've talked to them many times. They're excited for this. They're planning to really make it the best effort they can. They said they'll have some assets and digital things that afterwards that you can take home and learn more about them and what they have to offer.
It's going
to
be a great time. So please spread the word because I want people to be able to come and have a good time.
And a lot of our staff is going to be there this year, which is kind of cool. I know Corey and Lucretia won't be able to make it. He's on 6 days, 12 hours a day, 6 days a week for a month.
But we pretty much.
I think everybody else is supposed to be there, if I'm not mistaken.
So.
I think so. Even Sean's going to be there. Sean's like our right-hand man for everything.
I know. I'm like, Sean, you're going to be
business-wise,
there.
Business-wise, he doesn't even have a choice. I will drag him out of his bed. Come on.
Sean,
and carry these buttons while I'm
Sean, moving. Come and help me. Put up with me for the day.
LOL schedule for the holidays. We're still working on that, Randy. We were working on, we had a show planned. I'll say it. Splitsville. We were talking to Splitsville about doing the show there. Sounded great. Sounded wonderful. We had the date in. We had it all set, ready to go. It was going to be the Saturday or the Sunday after Thanksgiving. And they won't let us do it during normal operating hours because it's a very busy time for them. And
they wanted us to do it like early in the morning.
Early in the morning on a Sunday morning. That wasn't going to happen. So we're still trying to figure out what we're going to do exactly, but we will come up with a plan. If it comes down to us having it at our store, we may have to do that.
How are we going to put everybody
in
our
store?
We'll
figure it out.
Oh my God.
We'll figure it out, though.
Just please stay tuned.
We'll figure it all out.
So, okay, we're past time. Wait.
So you're going to say we're past time.
One thing. I really, since we were talking about masks and the whole thing, we are going to give how many away?
Five.
We are going to give five lucky people a free face mask. Now we have like Halloween theme, we have like pumpkin theme, we have Haunted Mansion, we have like castles. So in order for you to get a free face mask sent to yourself, please do hashtag
LPA mask.
Sure. Hashtag LPA mask on this post and tell us where you are watching us from. And we will next time tell you who's going to get masked.
Next.
But there's going to be five of you that win. So it's like you have a better chance than just doing the one prize. So hashtag LPA mask and tell us where you're watching
and
from.
And if only 60 you say it, we might
say then guess what? Then you all get something. So anyway, thank you so much for watching. Thank you for Christmas masks are coming. Thank you for watching. Please tell people about our meetup. And we will do stuff for everybody at home too. And definitely go check out Lost Princess Apparel because we got a lot of cute stuff.
And a lot of stuff getting ready to come in. So stay alert on that. Thank you guys so much for your support. Thank you for all those who did see the post yesterday and reported the post to us. We appreciate it. We don't have enough people to monitor that group. So we do appreciate when you guys let us know what's going on. Yeah, the page. We don't have enough eyes on it. We all have sleep and other things going on too. So
God forbid you go to bed.
But no, just know, guys, that we're always looking out for the best interest of you. We don't want to let anybody ruin your magic.
No, and we try our best to not let anybody down too. So thank you so much for your support. And thank you for, you know, every once in a while, bad things happen on posts, but we do our very best. So I guess that's it. I hope you guys have a wonderful week ahead. Stay tuned for more updates about the meetup, and we will see you real soon.
See you guys. Bye. Bye-bye.